Thatcher. It's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And what better way to start than with a slow, bluesy Night Train? Night Train. I called that slow and bluesy before we heard it. After playing it, I'd call it slow and bluesy. The leader on this April 56 LA recording session is trumpeter Louis Prima. Amazingly, his first ever outing on The Real Enjoyment. He usually sings, and in a cheerful, humorous way. I chose an instrumental. Sam Butera on tenor had, as you'd expect on Night Train, the main soloist duties. James Little Red Blount Jr. trombone, William Acumba piano, he was terrific, Jack Marshall guitar, Amato Rodriguez bass and Bobby Morris drums. Prima's wife Keely Smith is also on this Capitol LP and joins in on half of the vocals. Jazz purists would argue that from 1940 onwards, Prima's style tended more towards the Las Vegas cabaret side of the business. But that's purists for you. This next LP is called Magnifique.
Sweet love.
a black and blue label LP called Magnifique and recorded in Nice in July 1980 in an open-air studio. The leader is the violinist Joe Kennedy Jr., one of only two albums he made as a leader, the other being 18 years earlier. Our old chum Hank Jones is on piano, and Hank, consistent as ever, was also on Joe's other album 18 years earlier. Major Holly bass and arguably vocal, Oliver Jackson drums. The song we've just heard, a Joe Kennedy original, was called Major, after the bassist, I assume, rather than the next army rank up from captain. This next Argo LP is called Stand By, and this is Stand By Part 2. I changed my mind at the very, very, very last mo. That wasn't Stand By Part 2, but Between the Toes, and written by the pianist and leader on this Chicago March 1962 recording, Argo Records being based in Chicago. It was set up as the jazz subsidiary of Chess Records, the bluesy R&B label, and there were three exotically named musos on this record. King Fleming is the pianist, Malachi Favors bass, and Royce Rowan drums. Walter King Fleming was a Chicago native. He only made three albums as leader in the 60s, two on Argo and one on the other Chess jazz subsidiary Cadet, and then another album 30 years later in 1996. Next, something from the Peter Gunn soundtrack.
Thank you.
Peter Gunn was an American private investigator series on NBC and later ABC television in the States. Don't know if it ever made it to the UK. I've certainly never seen an episode, but its theme song has become well known, and it won the soundtrack composer, one Henry Mancini, 2 Grammys in the late 50s and an Emmy. You might even remember that guitarist Duane Eddy had a top 10 hit with it in 59. The original soundtrack covered 2 separate individual LPs. This RCA LP is called More Music from Peter Gunn, and it's a sensational big band conducted by Henry Mancini himself. Plas Johnson did the tenor solo on that number, Spook, recorded at the RCA Music Centre of the World. Such modesty. Feb March 59. This next LP is called Glory. We have a choice between Heaven and Benedictus. Benedictus, I think. Recorded May 78 and March 79 in Stockholm, Sweden. Pianist Bent Hallberg is the leader of this all-Swedish recording of religious-related music. Ellington's Heaven and Almighty God are included, plus a couple of spirituals, and the rest are Hallberg originals. As was the case with Benedictus, this is a Swedish signature LP. All the liner notes are, quite rightly in this case, in Swedish. Arne Domlerus alto, Claes Rosendahl tenor, Jan Allen trumpet, Rune Gustafsson guitar, Jörg Rydell bass, Eagle Johansson drums, plus an unpronounceable choir under the direction of Ingemar Brainstorm. And before we leave Sweden, let's hear from James Moody and Rimsky-Korsakov with that famous bumblebee flight. Flight of the Bopplebee, the famous bumblebee flight transformed into a blues bop. James Moody is the accredited composer. Rimsky-Korsakov doesn't even get a look in. A crackly old LP. It's on the Swedish Dragon label, but the crackles are not their fault. It's been played so much. Well, maybe it is. The music is fantastic. The whole LP's worth being recorded on different days in October 1949, although the last two songs are listed on the liner notes as October 1849. That had Moody on tenor, Gosta Thesselius on piano, Jung Ackerborg bass, Jack Noren drums. From Sweden to Denmark, just across that famous bridge, even though, of course, it wasn't built at this point in time.
Thank you.
trumpeter Red Rodney ran a group in 1988 called Red Alert, and they recorded this superb album in Copenhagen called Red Giant, and it marked an amazing comeback for the man billed in the 50s as the surrealist of the trumpet when he was in Charlie Parker's quintet. He replaced Miles Davis. But come to the 60s, he was scratching around for work and had to take odd jobs, working in a store, selling insurance, and even working for a San Francisco law firm as a private detective. This last job got him into big bother with the police in 63, and a police detective punched him in the mouth, giving Red enough dental problems to largely stop him playing for 10 years. But much worse was to follow a month or so later. Red's wife was driving him back from a gig. She lost control of the car, crashed down an embankment, and when Red awoke, his wife and 14-year-old daughter were both dead. Takes a very big man to come back from that. We heard Every Time We Say Goodbye with Red Flugelhorn, the American but Danish resident Butch Lacy piano, Hugo Rasmussen bass, and Arga Tangard on drums. Recorded in Copenhagen, April 88. It's Boogaloo Joe Jones next.
Thank you.
was Ain't No Sunshine on a prestige LP called What It Is, recorded in New York, August 71, by, to give him his full name, Ivan Boogaloo Joe Jones on guitar, with Butch Cornell organ, Grover Washington Jr. tenor, Jimmy Lewis electric bass, Bernard Pretty Purdy drums, and Buddy Caldwell conga and bongos. Let's have a vocal.
Every morning I am moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Care and woe have got me moaning. Every evening I'm moaning, I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying the dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Lord, I spent many a days and nights alone with my God, and I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come bring me relief. Every evening I'm moaning, I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying the dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. I'm so tired of paying the dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Oh Lord, I'm moaning. Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, of course it was. Bobby Timmons' classic jazz work, Moaning, here sung in Chicago in October 59 for VJ Records by Bill Henderson, another Chicago native. Bill Henderson has sung, very notably, with Horace Silver to create one of Blue Note's best ever selling singles. He also recorded with Ramsey Lewis, with Oscar Peterson, with Jimmy Smith, Basie, and then in the 70s he started to concentrate on acting, smallish supporting roles and often ones that required his character to burst into song. This eponymous LP is perhaps his most famous because Booker Little is on trumpet, plus Bernard McKinney trombone, Yusef Lateef tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb drums. That's some lineup, and we're not finished yet. Benny Golson did all the arrangements. This next number is punishly called Get Off My Bark. Thank you. The George Shearing Quintet with the Shearing compo Get Off My Bark. He was often overlooked as a composer simply because of the huge popularity of his quintet in the 50s. In fact, all of the 50s through to the mid-60s. With what was then called the Shearing sound. And also his very popularity tended to disguise his very intricate locked hand style of playing. This LP, Shearing and Hi-Fi, was recorded in LA, March 54 for MGM Records, just before Shearing joined with Capitol for 15 years. The LP cover states, Cal Tjader is on vibes. The Tom Lord discography quotes George Devins on vibes. Jean Toot Thielman's guitar, Al McKibben bass, Bill Clark drums. We missed Ellington last week, missed him badly. Here he is now, though.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The title of that number has not yet been decided. It has been suggested, however, that we call it Hark the Duke's Trumpets.
The Duke Ellington Orchestra, live at the 1957 Stratford Festival, their Shakespearean festival, but this is Stratford, Ontario, September 57. It was where Ellington introduced his Such Sweet Thunder suite, inspired by Shakespeare. I say introduced, as it had been premiered in New York 5 months earlier. This was also included on the programme. Hark the Duke's Trumpets, as Duke Ellington kindly informed us. The trumpet section was Cat Anderson, Ray Nance, Willie Cook and Clark Terry. Next up, the trombonist Benny Green.
Thank you.
Recorded Jan 59 in New York. The LP is called Benny Green Swings the Blues, and trombonist Green very generously shares the limelight, but then again, the tenor man is Jimmy Forrest and the pianist Sonny Clark, so it would be very silly not to give those two big-name jazzers the chance to play, and they do. Green's style bridged soul and swing to create a different sound to the major trombonist of the day, J.J. Johnson. Sadly, Green didn't record as much as we would have liked. He died at just 53, having spent the last 10 years of his life playing in hotel bands in Las Vegas. We've just heard Been Walking. George Tucker was on bass, Paul Guzman drums. Next song is called Punjab. Punjab, the title song of a Denon LP by pianist Joe Chambers, and the subtitle is, very helpfully, Joe Chambers Plays Piano. Recorded in New York, December 78. I think we can squeeze in two more. Thank you. A smooth one, as in no sharp edges, thank you. It's a Benny Goodman compo, and here played by the Toof Kamuka Octet in L.A. December 55. Cy Tooth bass trumpet, plus Harry Sweets Edison and Conrad Gozo on trumpets, Richie Kamuka tenor, Matt Utal baritone, Russ Freeman piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Chuck Flores drums. And it's the last one, the very last one. It's from a newly released Resonance album of the Three Sounds, live at the Penthouse Jazz Club in Seattle, Washington. Resonance do a stunning job of unearthing previously unreleased gems. These were all recorded at live gigs at the Penthouse between 64 and 68. We heard Boogaloo Joe Jones earlier, so let's hear a June 66 rendition of The Boogaloo. Gene Harris piano, Andy Simpkins bass, Khalil Mardi drums. The album is called Grooving Hard, The Only Way. Huge thanks for listening. Hope it's tapped a foot or two. And equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for the real enjoyment of jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.